If I use the phrase spoiler alert, most of you would know what I'm referring to. A spoiler alert usually reveals something important about a plot. It could be a movie, a book, a story, or something in general. We normally don't like spoiler alerts because they ruin the story for us. But we all know of a person who loves to spoil stories. I have a friend who has a knack for spoiling plots. He claims he doesn't do it on purpose, but he still does it. If you are watching a movie with him, he would say, "Wait till you see this," or "Watch what's coming next," or "You would love this part." Gets to the point where you really don't want to know what's coming next because he keeps ruining. Unfortunately for us today, I will be like my friend and I'll spoil the plot for you. In case you didn't know, Jesus won. The great story of salvation has come to a pinnacle. The Easter season is the celebration of Jesus' great victory. As Catholics, at times we are accused of focusing on pain, repentance, suffering. Think about the 40 days walking through the desert that we call Lent. Yet, all the pain, the repentance, suffering, the 40 days of Lent have the goal of getting us to the celebration of our Lord's victory. We are people of hope. We are people of the resurrection. That is why our liturgical Lent is 40 days, but our Easter season is 50. We are people of victory. At times I feel that we don't appreciate that victory because we can't fully grasp what the victory represents. We might hear Christ's victory, yet wonder, why am I still hurting? I hear of Christ's victory, yet I'm wondering, why am I suffering? Or I hear of victory, yet I really don't feel any different. I hear of Christ's victory, but I truly don't know what that might mean. The Apostle John in the book of Revelation attempts to give us a glimpse of what that victory means. He states that he heard myriads of angels singing. He saw living creatures, elders, thrones. He heard and saw a great big celebration, a never-ending feast. That great feast is the eternal celebration of our Lord's victory. And we're all called to participate in it. We're all called to celebrate. Spoiler alert, the end of the story of salvation is our Lord's victory and us joining that great celebration. Now, you might wonder, so how can I rejoice or celebrate when I'm hurting, when I'm suffering, when I don't know how to celebrate, when it seems like I'm stuck in Lent, when I might have doubt? And I think that if you feel that way, if you have those questions, it might be good news because we are not alone in thinking that way or having those questions. Think about the apostles. They spent at least 3 years with our Lord, learning, sharing times with him, meals, receiving his grace, and hearing time after time again that Christ was going to die, but that he was going to be raised to the heavenly kingdom. Our Lord always gave spoilers about the story of salvation. He kept implying that he was going to rise again, that the gates of hell would not prevail. Yet I wonder if the disciples understood that, if they believed it. Did they live as if they believed? In today's gospel, Jesus had been crucified, had resurrected, and had appeared to many of his disciples. He finds the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and they had gone back to the old ways. 7 of his disciples had gone fishing. Going fishing seemed to be going back to their old ways. Many were fishermen when Jesus called them. But he called them not to be fishermen, but to be fishers of men. Yet they were fishing and had caught nothing. Jesus comes up to them and they do not recognize him until he tells them to cast their net on the right side. That, for some reason, triggered an action that was familiar to them. It reminded them of what they had encountered with Jesus. I could imagine that it was bringing a flashback of what they had experienced with him. A flashback of the past 3 years, all the miracles, healing, the lessons, the stories. Suddenly, things started to click. Things started to make sense. Suddenly, Peter remembered that he had failed his master. Yet Jesus forgave him. He restored him and gave him the position of leader. After the resurrection, the disciples seemed to have been lost. They seemed to be stuck in a Lenten season, a season of reflection, of penance, rather than an Easter season, a season of victory, a season of endless celebration. I find something interesting in the gospel that it tells us that Jesus appeared to seven disciples. The number seven is used throughout the Bible as a covenant number. It's a number that means oath. So it is as if to say that Jesus was reminding them of the covenant, reminding them of the new creation, reminding them that he had told them that he was going to be with them until the end of times, that they had a purpose, that they had a mission. Prior to this event, Jesus had appeared to Mary Magdalene. He had appeared to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. He had appeared to the 11 at table. And it seemed like his goal and message was always the same: go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. That is the mission. That is the purpose. To live a perpetual Easter season is to live purposely. It's for your life to reflect that Jesus is Lord, that he has risen, and that he is victorious. In the reading from the book of the Acts today, we heard how the Sanhedrin was trying to prevent the apostles from teaching. They ordered them to stop, but the apostles couldn't. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and stated that they had to obey God rather than men. They didn't fear the consequences. They were not afraid. They were living the Easter season. The same apostles who, upon the death and resurrection of the Lord, were afraid, were hiding, went back to their old ways, were going fishing again, suddenly became filled with the Holy Spirit, were full of zeal, full of fire. Again, they were living the Easter season. Today we are celebrating the third Sunday of the Easter season. And one of the many questions or challenges for us today is, how are we living? Are we still stuck in Egypt? Are we stuck in a perpetual Lent, doing the same old things, back to our old ways, going through the motion of life, just existing? Or are we taking Christ for his word and moving into a perpetual Easter season, a season of joy, of victory, a season of sharing his message of faith, hope, and love by the way that we live? And you might wonder and say, well, I'm not worthy. I'm not prepared to carry out this mission. But remember that nobody is worthy. No one is prepared. Remember, Peter failed, but was forgiven. So let us ask the Holy Spirit to fill us, to move us, to carry us to a true Easter season. Or do we rather go back to fish?